podcast. We hope you'll enjoy this message by Pastor Joey Bonifacio.
Trust that you had a good weekend. The rains have come and has cooled down the city. If you're joining us for the first time, we are on the second segment of a short series on relationships. And we began last week by saying that in the interviews that I've done, in fact, this week, I had four counseling appointments and one SQ appointment. And in each of those, the conversations were largely about relationships. In the two and a half years coming that I've been interfacing with people here in Singapore and elsewhere, I found that 90% of those conversations revolved around relationships, whether they're business relationships, insurance agents, realtors, designers, architects, church people, marriages, whatever it is right around this area of relationship. In fact, if you master this area of relationship, we will probably be way more successful. We think that it's our careers and our jobs rather than the reality that it's about relationships. Interesting thing about relationships is they're like chairs. There's a variety of them. They're all different. In fact, if we're looking for relationships that are all going to be formulaic or that we can formulate a way of relating with people, we will be in for a surprise, a rude awakening. Because the reality is, most relationships are not the same. Your relationship with your spouse and my relationship with mine is not the same in any shape or fashion. I have three sons, and I'll tell you here right now, my relationship with each of those is different. Because every relationship is unique, even our relationship with God. And that's the sick part about religion. Because we think that we can formulate a way of interfacing with God, and it doesn't work that way. Because relationships are all unique. Now, when it comes to relationships, if we want to be successful, there are four key things. And what we're going to discuss today is one of the main essentials to successful relationships. A chair, regardless of what it is, requires one thing in order for it to succeed. A chair may be of different colors, different designs, different unique features, but every chair has to have one thing in order for it to qualify as a chair. And that word is, you have to trust you can sit on it. Are you here? You're sitting on a chair right now, right? If you don't trust that chair, you ever been one of those guys that you're about to sit and somebody pulls it from behind you and you fall? Yeah. And all of a sudden you keep looking at your back and wondering, can I trust this thing? Trust is one of the foundations of relationships. If you don't have trust, you're guaranteed to fail in your relationship. The more you understand trust, the greater credentials, credibility, the greater amount of relationships you're going to have, because that is the equity. That's the deposit. If you deposit so much trust, there is something to withdraw. When there is no trust, the relationship will falter. Hence, we want to talk about why is it important? What is it? What is trust and how does it work? A lot of people just say trust, 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 but they don't really know why is it important. Now, the first reason why trust is important is because every relationship, whether that's a marriage, whether that's your children, whether that's your church, whether that's your business, your associates, your realtors, whoever it is you're dealing with, it is a trust relationship. In fact, it starts with trust. You do not bank with everybody. You do not deal, you do not get the same lawyer. You get the guys that you trust. You don't just marry anybody. There is a defining of these relationships. We talked about that last week. Every relationship has to be defined. And every relationship has to be expressed at some level. And every relationship makes us special, gives us pleasure, because of the exclusivity of that relationship, we don't have to prove ourselves. The relationships actually create the specialty in us. Governments require trust. Everything rises and falls on trust. The more we have of it, the greater levels of relationships, equity we will have. Currency for relationship we're going to have. The lower the trust, the lower the currency to build relationships there will be. It's not about the number of trust friendships you have on Facebook. It's the number of people that trust you. And by the way, the reason why you have a lot of friends on Facebook is because they trust you. They trust that what they're hearing is not fake news, but real news. You're quiet this morning. Is it the weather? Trust. The fundamental problem with trust is we're all sinners. I was counseling with a young man and said, I wish my wife will always trust me. And I said, you're looking for the impossible. Because you are a sinner. And she is a sinner. And you live in a sinful world. In other words, trust is eroded. It is impossible to have trust. Which is why we need to talk about it, because if you don't even understand that very basic premise that you cannot be fully trusted and she cannot be fully trusted and the world around you cannot be fully trusted, it won't work because you don't even know what's going to hit you. Are you here? Trust is necessary, and that's the why, because everything starts and ends, by the way. If you lose trust, your relationships will end. You can sleep in the same house and you can shower in the same shower, but if you don't have trust, you don't have a relationship. You think you do, but you don't. Because everything rises and falls on trust. You lose your trust with your boss, he'll fire you. It's that simple. Everything rises and falls on trust. Now, the contagion, the issue is we're sinners. And the people we interface with are sinners. The world around us is sinful. Hence, we cannot fully trust. Which is why we have to understand, what is it? What is trust? Because the more we understand it, the more we can live in trust. And not just shallantly going through life and thinking that life will work when we are not operating in trust. The verse that I want to show you is out of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. A very familiar verse. Trust in the Lord. Learning to trust in God, what Pastor Rhea exhorted you to do this morning, to trust in God, what we sang about this morning. Trust in God is the beginning of trust, because you cannot learn that from your seatmate. You can't even fully learn that from me, because I am fallible and I will make mistakes. And if we put our trust in things like these, what she just said, the treasures of this earth or the people of this earth, we are putting it in the wrong place. And our chances of understanding and learning trust is zero. Because all of these are not trustworthy. The reason why you want to trust in God is because we can trust Him with all. Everybody say all. That's absolute trust. You can trust me to talk to you here for 30 minutes on a Sunday, but you might not be able to trust me with your investments because I'm not an investment banker. And you shouldn't. Or trust me with your building of your house because I'm not an architect and I wouldn't know how to do that. This idea of absolute trust in a human being is at best sick. Because we cannot be. We cannot put all our trust in humans. We cannot lean on our own understanding. We have limitations. In fact, it says, in all your ways, acknowledge Him. And acknowledge that He is the one that can only be trusted. Trust begins when you put your trust in God. Why? Why Him? Why not something else? Why not money? Why not my career? Not my strength, my energy, my pedigree, my college degrees, my successes, why not that? Because the starting point of trust is truth. Can't trust what's not true. You can't, there's just more truth, more trust. Less truth, less trust. In fact, truth and trust are so intimately linked that they're literally one letter short of each other. T-R-U-S-T-T-R-U-T-H. They're so close. The more truth you have in your life, the more trust you're going to have. The more trust you have in your life, the more credentials, credibility, the more currency you're going to have for relationships. That's just the way it works. And the beginning point is the more truth you have in your life. Let me give you an example of truth, because we're so good at half-truths. When Adam and Eve were tempted, God asked Eve, did you eat of the tree? And she said, no, the devil made me eat it. That's a half-truth. The real truth was when she saw that the fruit was good for food and pleasing to the eye and desirable for gaining wisdom. That's why she ate. That's the truth. So before you think that you know the truth, you don't. Yeah. Hard to come to the truth. Let me give you another truth. If you tithe, you're going to be blessed. That's not true. Are you here? The truth is, God's going to bless you because He trusts you. The reason why He trusts you is because you obey His command to tithe. Are you following? Just understand the truth is not easy. You need to cry out and pray every day for the truth, because if you don't know the truth, you will not have trust. You're going to have fake news. By the way, I really love you today. I'm just telling you the truth. That's what you should do with your pastor, not to assuage you and make you. And there's a day for encouragement, amen? But there's a time when you need to know the truth. If you get strong, you got to have the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth. That's why you can trust Him in all your ways, because He is the way of truth. The more you pray, the more you seek God, the more you interface with God, the more you know God, the more you're going to understand what truth looks like. And until you do that, you're not going to graduate into trust, because the foundation of trust is truth. Second is reliability. When things are reliable, you trust it. When things are inconsistent or unreliable, you don't trust it. The more reliable somebody is with his words, his actions, everything that he does, the more reliable things are, the more you trust it. The more reliable you are. By the way, in case you have a propensity to coming to church on time or late, God sees that reliability. Amen? Hello? It's not me. I don't see you when you're late. God does. You're never late for Star Wars and the X-Men, but you're always late for church. Who do you think is trusting you? You try doing that to your boss, and he will not trust you, and you want God to trust you? The more you understand this trust relationship between God and you, it will change the way you act, the way you move, the way you do life. Look at your neighbor and say, he really loves us today. Because it's the truth, isn't it? Something happened in the Philippines this last election, Pasig City, city where I live. The mayor who won was 29 years old. Name is Vico Soto. I knew him when he was a little boy. He's a member of the church that I pastored. And it's interesting that he won, because he won by a landslide. The mayor of Taguig City, which is where I work, which is Fort Bonifacio, don't own it, by the way, in case you were wondering, was won by a guy, Lino Cayetano, who's also young and also a member of the church that I pastored. And then the biggest city in Manila, Quezon City, had a new vice mayor. He was also young, and he was also a member of my congregation. It was weird. When I left Manila, they all won. But you know what I realized about all of these, as great as these guys are, and I love these men. They're probably the best that can handle this office, but the reality is, all the promises they're made, they're probably not going to be able to fulfill it. All this thing, we're going to improve medical thing, we're going to improve this, hello. You can't even make the sun rise. That's why you trust God, because He's reliable, because you can bank on Him. And when you don't learn how to do that, you won't understand what trust looks like, and you won't be able to give it, and you won't learn how to receive it. The more reliable you are with God, and the more you understand the reliability of God, the more trustworthy you become. So I'm not joking about being late for church. Are you here? I'm not. Because it's not about me. Honestly, if you want or don't want to come to church, it's none of my business. That's your business with God. But it's the consistency of your behavior towards God that determines your trust level. Because if you can't be trusted by someone who doesn't see you, guess what? If you don't believe that God can see you every time and you don't even trust that, you're going to have a hard time when no one else is looking. You're going to start doing stuff that you shouldn't be doing because you don't understand trust. Joshua chapter 21, verse 45 says, not one of the Lord's words and promises failed. You can trust him. Not one. Not one. Not one. All of my politician friends, they're going to fail. They're guaranteed to fail. Not that I wish that they would fail, but because you can't have 100% trust. It just doesn't work. There are limitations to our powers and abilities. It's just the way the world works, folks. So the more you trust God, you understand reliability, which brings us to unity. Unity simply means being one. Being one means the word integer. Being one and integer means to be integral. Where's where we get the word integrity? And the fundamental difference between reliability and integrity is being one. When I was a young businessman, I had a business partner. He was great. He was amazing. Great at business, great at making money. Made a lot of money with together. But every night, he was very religious. And he would sit me down and give me all these. I wasn't a Christian at the time. I was single. He would give me these long dissertations about honesty and being a person of integrity and all of these things. But you know what? Every time he said that and the way I saw him treat his secretary, there was something wrong. Every time I saw that and I would stumble into his office and see girly magazines, even as a guy who was not very smart, I could tell I couldn't trust this guy. And true enough, as the years stretched by, the integrity proved me right. He was starting to cheat me. Because you see, it's not just being reliable, it's having integrity. Your mind, your will, your emotions, your thoughts, your words, your actions are one. It's not where you're saying something some way, doing something in a different way. When I'm doing it with God, nobody sees that. I can get away. It doesn't work that way, folks. If you want to have trust, then that's why we can trust God. The Bible says he is one. I don't really watch a lot of TV, but every now and then when I have time, I watch Shark Tank. How many of you watch Shark Tank? Shark Tank is this reality movie of business people coming to the Shark Tank and they're offering their businesses. One of my favorites is that guy in the middle, not the bald-headed guy, the guy on the left. His name is Mark Cuban. He's the richest guy in the Shark Tank. And what it is they present all their business proposals. Great ideas, great inventions, amazing. It's interesting show because it's real TV. It's not a hoax. It's the real deal. And then these guys will determine if they want to partner with you. And they bid. But I always find it interesting when Mark would ask people these questions, he was looking for integrity, not just moral integrity. I don't know if these guys have moral integrity. But he would look for that cohesion. He would look at when people start going off on tangents and getting emotional and their ideas don't match with their emotions and their emotions don't match with their will and their actions don't match with their words. And when he starts seeing that, he realizes, I can't trust this person. It won't work. And you need to be able to define the people you interface with to the level of trust that you're going to give them. There's certain things you can trust them with. There's certain things you can't. God, on the other hand, is different. He's one. When you learn to trust someone who is trustworthy and you begin to see that characteristic, you know what's going to happen? I know I can't make it there, but I will at least try to be like that. I'm not going to interface with a world that is sinful and not trustworthy. I'm going to interface with a God who is infinitely trustworthy because when I see that, that becomes my standard. So when I shoot for that standard, I'll hit here. If your standard's here, here's where you're going to be. Not saying that we're going to be perfect. None of us will ever get there. But if you want to understand trust, its truth, its reliability, its integrity, its standards. It's not just truth. A bridge may be true. It's a true bridge. It's reliable. It will get people to cross. It may have integrity. It is a definitely a bolt. But if the standards of the metal and the cement and the construction standards and the designs are not up to par, that bridge will fall. It's kind of like a pig. A pig is truthful, amen? Oink, oink. He's reliable. Slice him and you get bacon. He has integrity. If he comes here, he is a pig. Wherever he goes, he's a pig. But you can't trust him with your life because he has very low standards. Amen? I'm helping you, by the way. I really am. Believe it or not. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3 says, "And the one called the one to another, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." His standards are just not holy. If holy is being pure and magnificent and being set apart, he's holier than that. And if he's already pure and distilled, he's even holier than that. He is so a person of high standard that you want to know him. You want to hang out with him. You want to pray for him. I was in a discipleship SQ last Friday. We started out at 7:30 and we ended up at 11. And I was riding the MRT from Pasir Ris to my house, and there was nobody. I mean, literally, there was the last train, the last stop, and the last train. If you ever went to the MRT at that hour, this is the last train to the city. You know, and you're rushing, right? And I got in and I started to just sit there alone in this place, and I just prayed. Thank God. People say, "I don't have time for it." No, you do. If you trust him. The more you trust him, the more you trust him back. In fact, the Bible doesn't say that once. It says it twice. Holy, holy, holy. His standards are so high. That's why you want him. Because he's truthful, he's reliable, he's a person of integrity, he's got high standards, and more importantly, he does it over time. That's what trust is. If you can only be trusted 1 week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, but you can't be trusted over time, no one's going to extend the trust to you. Bible says he's the same. The same. The same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Over time. You want that trust. You want to deal with a person who's like that. And the more you do that, that will rub on you. You're going to understand how to give trust, because you're going to understand how God gives you trust when you are trustworthy. And you're going to learn how to see that in other people. And then you're going to begin to learn to trust other people properly, because you know how God entrusts you with his daughter. For some of you husbands, you might not get this. You have to understand, your wife is not your wife. She is God's daughter, amen? So God's your father-in-law, amen? Yeah, let's not forget this. God trusted you with your father. God trusted you with your job. God trusts you with time. God trusts you with energy. God trusts you with a lot, and he's watching what you do with that. God trusts you with his word. God trusts us with the eternal gospel of Jesus Christ. There is no other way to spread the gospel on this earth except through us. He trusts us, and he's watching us and saying, "What are you doing with that?" So you're wondering, why am I not blessed? Check the trust factor. Maybe that's the issue. Question now is how. I get it, Pastor. I know why it's necessary. It's the foundation, the start and end of all relationships. It's the key, it's the currency. It's the thing, the equity, whatever. How does it work? Or how do I make it work? When you trust God, you're going to learn how to trust. And trust is, here's how it works, folks. It's giving and receiving. At some point in your life, you will have to give trust. And at some point in your life, you're going to be a recipient of trust. This is the way it works. In other words, you're going to have to take a risk. To those of you, it will be more like a teacup, a very expensive golden teacup that's fragile. That's what trust is. If I'm about to give it to Pastor Rhea, I'm going to have to take a risk that she's going to take care of it. There will be no trust without risk. That's why you have to be careful who you trust, because you're taking a risk. And so when you watch that person behave the same way you've been behaving with the God who trusted you, you're going to see if this person can be trusted or not. That's why coming to time is important, because if you can't trust people with time, you're going to have a hard time trusting with something more important. Yep. Hello. Yes. Love you. Okay. Just be clear, okay? If you want to understand trust, if you want to walk in reality, if you want to have the credibility, if you want to have the currency, the guy receiving it has a different posture. I am grateful that you trust me. God, I'm so grateful you trusted me with Marie. I'm going to take care of her. I'm so grateful you trusted me with my children. I'm going to take care of them. I'm so grateful that you've given me this job. I'm so grateful that you've given me this energy. I'm so grateful that you've given me this body. I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to keep it healthy. You trusted me with it. I'm so grateful to you. And I'm going to do it over time. Then you're going to learn how to receive trust and take care of people's trust that they give to you. And then you're going to learn how to give trust. And when you're able to do that, you're going to have amazing relationships. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Every Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you've been blessed by today's message. For more information, visit everynation.org.sg.